Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, the two dots, four lines into the page on daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lindishmas, his mother, Goldava Simcha Allah Shalom. The neshama should have an aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Gemara is going to make a statement that you need to see the entire Shechita mitchila v'atzof in order to be able to eat from it. Otherwise, you can't eat from it. So the Gemara is going to ask, what is the case that we're talking about? Who's doing this shechita that you need to see the entire thing, and that it's a chiddush that you need to see the entire thing? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between finding the job to have been done when you send someone to shecht versus sending someone to take truma. Meaning, the Gemara is going to say that if you send someone to go shecht, and then you find that the job is already done, so you can rely that it was done properly. But you send someone to take truma, and then you go find that the job is already done, then you're not allowed to assume that truma was taken properly. Why the difference between the two? Then the Gemara is going to discuss this concept, which really goes through the first couple of discussions as well, of rov mitzuyu netzel shechita mumchen hein, that we have a rov, that most of the people that are involved in shechita, we assume, know what they're doing. Is that perhaps a machlokas tanaim, where the rov mitzuyin etzel shechita are in fact mumchin? Then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis whether one requires kavana for shechita. What if the shechita happens mechanically properly, but there was no kavana l'shem shechita? So is that a valid shechita? You throw a knife against a wall, and on the way it happens to slice the neck of an animal in a perfect way, and it does a shechita. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a katan has the capacity for a machshava lishma. When a katan does something and there's a requirement of a machshava lishma, does a katan have the capacity for machshava lishma? The Gemara is going to compare three categories. There's machshava, there's maisa, and there's maisa al yudei machshava, or machshava al yudei maisa. So let's begin. Again, we're at the two dots on daf yud beis amud aleph. Amrav nachman amrav. Ra echad sheshachat. If a person sees someone doing the shechita, and then he leaves and he doesn't know about this guy. That's the pashtos. So imra o mitchila v'atzof, if you saw the shechita from beginning to end, mutalech mishchitaso, so then you're allowed to eat from that shechita. The imlav, but if you didn't see the entire shechita beginning to end, asur lechel mishchitaso, you're not allowed to eat from that person's shechita. So who is this person? Say, hey chidami, what are we talking about? What is the suffix you have about the shechita that just happened in front of you? If you know that the guy that you're watching is an expert in shechita and he knows exactly what he's doing, so lamali ra, why do you need to see him do the shechita? Just be samech on the fact that he's a baki in hilcha shechita, and that should be good enough. V'idiyata de lo gamir, and if you know that the guy has no clue what he's doing, that he's not a baki in shechita at all, well then pshita, then obviously the halacha is that you need to see the whole thing. That if you saw it mitchila v'atzof, you're allowed to eat from his shechita, because you saw that it was done properly and that there was none of the no shehiyah and no drisa, none of the five halachas of shechita were violated. So, but it's also pashut that if you did not see the shechita mitchila v'atzof, the shechita is pasul, because the guy doesn't know what he's doing. So you have to assume shema shoha, shema daras. You have to assume that he made some sort of mistake and the shechita is going to be pasul. People very rarely just luck into a perfect shechita. So what exactly is the case? The case of Rav Nachman must be that you have no idea if this guy knows what he's doing or not. And Rav Nachman is telling us that do not rely on the fact that most people who do shechita are a baki and they know what they're doing. You have to be choshish. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing, and therefore you need to see it with your own eyes. You need to see that he's doing everything properly. So the Gemara says, Leimer rov mutsu yinetzel shechita mumchen hein. But wait, why? Why do you have to see everything with your own? Why don't we say that most people who shecht are bekiyim in hilcha shechita? Because a person who's not a mumcha in shechita would never have the audacity to try it. And even if you didn't see the whole shechita, we should say that Rav Mitzvah is a shechita mumcha name, and this guy is a mumcha as well, and therefore the shechita should be kasher. So why is it that if we're mesupak, he gamir, he lo gamir, why is it that you need to witness the entire thing? Shouldn't it be okay, even if you don't witness the entire thing, just based on the fact that And the Gemara says, after all, Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that demonstrates that Rav Mutziyun Eitzel Shchita Mumchaleim? Because the brisa tells us, if a person finds a tarnagolas that is shechted and he has no idea who had shechted this tarnagolas, the Meiri adds, but it wasn't a guy, meaning you're living in a place where it's a Jewish neighborhood. So you find it shechted, you have every right to assume that it was a Jewish person that did it. You just don't know Mativa Shaladam said. What is the nature of this Jewish person, right? Is he a Baki? Is he not a Baki? So you find the Tarnagolas that shechted in the Shuk. Oh, Sha'amah L'shluchot Tzei Shechot. Or you tell your Shliach, go and shecht for me. V'halach U'matzah Shechot. And then the Bailam goes and he finds that the Tarnagolas is already shechted. But he doesn't know, did the Shliach do the job or did someone else do the job? So Cheskaso Shechot, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat this Tarnagolas. Alma, why are you allowed to eat to do that? Amrin and Rav Mutzin, it's a Shechit, a Mumcha name, that we assume that whoever shechted it was a Mumcha. So Hachanami, so in our case as well. If you if the guy that's shechting is someone that you do not know whether or not he is a Baki, you should not need to see him. We should instead rely on Rav Mitzuyin Etzel Shechita Mumchanein. Now this Brisa says Halachu Matzah Shachut. So the way Rashi learns is that it's the Bailim himself that was Halachu Matzah, meaning he told the Shliach, go and shecht for me. I have no idea whether the Shliach did or didn't, but I see that the Tarnagolas that I wanted shechted is now shechted. The Shidum Gwetzes quotes that in the old Nuschos of the Gemara, it says that Peferish. It says, V'holach achar kach bal habayis u'metzo'o shachot v'lo yodo'o mishachto im shlucho o acher. That the second case in the Brisa, the first case in the Brisa is, you just find a Tarnagol shachot b'shuk. Second case is, you sent someone to do it, and the way that Nusach, that Shidum Gwetzes quotes, is Peferish, that the bal habayis then goes, and he doesn't know, did my shliach listen to me, or did someone else just happen to shecht it? Now Tosos in Dibra Maschil Osha Amar L'Shlucho explains the brisa that the shliach went and he found it shechted, and he says, now I understand why the brisa has to give me two cases. That first it says Matzah Tanigol L'Shchut B'Shuk, that I just lost it and then I find it shechted. So the Tan is telling me it's becheskas and it's kosher, because we could assume that. That it was shechted kedin, because mistama is not adam kasher. The second case is Tana tell me a bigger chiddush, that even if you tell the shliach to shecht your tarnagolas, and the shliach goes to shecht it, and he finds it's already shechted, so now you know for sure whoever shechted it had no right to do so. He was not authorized to do so. So whoever the shochet is a gazlan, because he shechted shalom bereshus. Nevertheless, the chiddush of the brisa is that not everyone is chashal gezel, is chashal and avelos. Just because the guy was willing to shecht without rishus someone else's animal does not mean that he's not going to do a proper job on the shechita. So he probably did a proper job on the shechita. So anyway, that price establishes whichever interpretation you want to say that Rav Mutziyun Eitzel Shechita Mumchanein. So that's why it aids us in asking our question: if you don't know whether the shochet is a baki or not, why is it that Rav Nachman requires that you see the entire shechita? Can't you just rely on the Rav that Rav Mutziyun Eitzel Shechita Mumkanein? So says Gemara, Li'olam Tiyada Delo Gamir. You know what? Rav Nachman is talking about a case where you know that this guy does not know about Shechita, and therefore you need to see the Shechita Mitchila Va'atzov. We already accounted for that possibility, and we said, well, if you know that he doesn't know what he's doing, then isn't it obvious that you need to see the Shechita Mitchila Va'atzov? What would the alternative be? Just rely on the idea that he just lucked into a proper Shechita? Says Gemara, no, the Chiddush is, you saw that he shechted one of the simanim of the behema perfectly well, either the kana or the veshet, he did properly lahalacha. So when he shechted the second simin, if you didn't see the shechita of the second simin, I might have thought, mal detema midahai shapir, hachnami shapir. If he did such an outstanding job on the first simin of the behema, he probably did an equal job on the second simin. So kamash malan, that's why Rav Nachman has to tell me, no, that high is for He got lucky on the first one. You do not know that he's going to get lucky on the second one. Idach Shema Shah, Shema Daras, when he shechts the second simon, maybe there's a shehia, maybe there's a drisa. You don't know that he did it properly unless you saw it. If you saw the whole shechita, then it's okay. But short of that, short of seeing the entire shechita, not okay. So part number one of the daf, Rav Nachman tells us that if you have a person who you know to not be a baki in Hilcha Shechita, you saw that he shechted one siman properly, you need to see that he shechted the second siman properly as well. You cannot rely that he shechted the second siman, that he shechted the second siman properly. If you don't know anything about him, then you could say, then you don't need to see anything. You could assume that Shechita was done properly, because we do have this concept of Rov Metzui Netzel Shechita Mumchen Hein. So it says Gemara, let's drill down on that concept a little bit. So by Minei Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Mei Rav Nachman, Homer L'Shluchot, Tzei Ushchot, you tell your shliach, go and shecht my animal or my bird, V'Halach U'Matza Shachot. And then the Bailim went, and he found afterwards that it's already shechted, and he doesn't know who did it. Was it my shliach that did it, or was it someone else? So Mahu, what would the din be in such a case? Now, L'Chora, this is the brisa we just quoted before. We just said what the din is in such a case. That was one of the cases of Rov Metzui Netzel Shechita Mumchenein that we had in the brisa. But okay, so we didn't know about this brisa. So Amar Lo, Cheskaso Shachot. So Rav Nachman answered the Rov Metzui Netzel Shechita. But I mean, he said it's Cheskaso that it was done properly. And then he asked differently. Homer L'Shluchot Tzei Utrom. Let's say you tell your shliach, go and take truma from my peros. V'halach u'matzatarum. And the Bailam went and he found that the peros were already, the truma was already taken. Meaning it was obvious from looking at the peros that the truma was already taken, because you knew exactly how many se'in were in the kri, and then you find that exactly the sheer truma was missing. Or even if you didn't know how many se'in, the Rosh Yosef says, but you find that some of the tavua was put aside next to it, and clearly it was done in such a way where it seems that it was hufrash as truma. But you do not know, did the shliach do this or did someone else do it? So my, what is the din? Amalei ein cheskasotarum. You cannot assume that truma was taken, and the peros asr ba'achila, they're considered to be tevel unless you take truma again. So says Mar, well, wait a second, that's a stira. Meaning we asked Rav Nachman two different shaylas. You send a shliach to do something and you go, you find that it was done. You just do not know who did it. And in the case of shechita, we say that you can assume everything went swimmingly well and everything's perfect. And in the case of truma, you have to assume that it did not go well. So manavshach, I chazaka shliach as a shlichus. So if we have a chazaka about a shliach that once he agrees to the shlichus, he's going to go do the shlichus, and therefore the beim was mutter, because you know who your shliach was, you know who you sent to go and do the shechita, and you know that he's a baki, so he's the one that shechted the beim, and you have to be choshish and it was anyone else. Well, then I feel the trumanami, which say the same thing about truma. Chazaka shliach as a shlichus. So I sent my guy to go do the truma. The truma is done, so I could assume it was my guy that did it. V'yein chazaka shliach as a shlichus. So, and if we do not have such a chazaka that a shliach does the shlichus afilu shchita namilo, then we shouldn't even allow by shchita, because we have to be choshish that maybe someone else who is not a baki in hilchos shchita is the one that did the shchita. From the fact that Rav Dimi himself asked what the din is legabe truma after Rav Nachman already answered him legabe shchita that it's cheskas of shachut, the Rashash points out he must have understood that already, that there was a chilek. So the question of miman of shach is he was setting it up, meaning he knew that there was a chiluk, but he wanted it, spelled out. Meaning, otherwise, why would you ask? Meaning, you ask a case of shechita, you send a shliach, and then you find that it was done, and you're told, good, perfect. Why would you ask another case of sending a shliach and finding that it was done, unless you already knew when you were asking the question that that this other case is somehow different, right? Why would you ask about the truma? Elamai, he already sensed that there was a chiluk. He was just trying to get Rav Nachman to explain it. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman did explain. He said, here's the chiluk. L'chitechel Allah de milcha. Not ready to tell you yet. When you measure out for me a kor, which is a large amount of salt, then I'll give you what you want. I'll respond to your question. So Rashi writes, that's a joke. It was a bedichusa that he's like, I see why I get paid the big bucks, essentially, meaning you need me to answer these questions. So that's why I get paid the big bucks. But he didn't get paid big bucks, and no one had to give him a kura de milcha or anything like that. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos gives two other pirushim. He says first, he gives two pirushim. One is what he says over here, and the second one is l'kashatocha le'kor shel melech lo tucha la'shvosam zulazeh, zulazu. That he says that even if you were to eat a kor shel melech in order to give flavor to that which you're saying, because melech, that's the role of melech, is that it adds flavor to foods, still there's not going to be any svara, any tam to equate these two dinim. So it was a way of expressing that the chilik between them is broad, it is significant, it is obvious. Meaning you're asking, there should be no chilik between the din of shchita and truma, you just wait. I'm going to tell you a gigantic chilik that's going to be very obvious once I say it. In the Agos of Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horovitz, he says that if you eat a kor shel melech, then you'll understand the chilik very well, and it's not going to be bland anymore. Meaning he's telling him that you'll see, we'll give you a little spice to your learning, and you'll see that this chilik is something that you may have found to be very bland, very boring, very difficult, but you'll see that it's quite kishmak. Anyway, so he says, Li'olam ein chazaka shliach osu shlichuso. We do not have a chazaka that shliach osu shlichuso, and therefore you have no idea who did the shchita, you have no idea who was mafresh this truma. Ushchita inami dilma inishachrin neshama v'azil. Some take out the girsa of dilma, that even if someone else was the one who did the shchita, and it was not the guy you sent it. Whoever did it probably knew what he was doing, because people who do shchita tend to be people who know shchita. But truma, when it comes to truma, if it wasn't your shliach, and you have to suspect that it might not have been your shliach, because we do not have a chazaka of shliach osu shlichuso, maybe it was someone else who was not your shliach, who heard that you wanted truma taken, and he was of the tarim. He went and he took truma and havale tarim shalomidas. But he is doing it without being authorized to do so. And when someone takes truma from your stuff without authorization to do so, v'atarim shalomidas ain't truma so truma. The halacha is that that is not a valid shlichus of truma. The truma does not take on the status of truma if he was not authorized to be mafresh the truma. How do I know that shlichus works by truma? Because this is the sugya maseches kiddushin. Because the pasuk says kein tarimu gam atem. Gam is l'rabu shluchachem. So once we learn from gam atem, we darshan that the shliach has to be like atem. That the shliach has to be like the mishaleach. So just like the mishaleach is l'daitchem, whatever the mishaleach does is with his own das. So to the shliach also is l'daitchem. It has to be with the das of the balabai. So that's the chilik between the case of truma and the case of shchita. That it's not, we do not have a chazaka shliach osu shlichuso, but we do rely on the chazaka that Rav Metzuyin Eitzel Shchita are mumchin. Now Tosos quotes in Dibur Maskal Halachik Garsinon the Gemara in Erevin Daf Lamed Aleph. He says Mufurish Beperik Bechol Ma'arvin. He just quotes that there's, you got to look in the sugya over there. So sometimes Tosos will give you a whole chadgadya. Sometimes he'll tell you, I already did. So you got to look elsewhere, meaning there's a whole sugya that you need to be mashlim the inyan. You need to actually look it up. So it's important sometimes in learning to know to follow those instructions. Rav Shachter was just talking yesterday at the RCA convention to some of the mechanchim, and he said that it was unusual. Rav Salvechik never said over Marsha in Shir, except for Chidushei Agados. Marsha and the Agadita, he always learned, but the Chidushei Halachos of the Marsha, he said, except once. He said they were learning Masechta Sanhedrin. He remembered exactly which sugya, of course. And he said that that Rav Soloveitchik walked into Shir on the side of the Tosfos. It said in the margin, Ayin Marsha. So he called on someone to read the Gemara, to read the Tosfos. The guy read the Tosfos, and he said, no, what does the Marsha say? And the guy said, I didn't look at the Marsha. So he said, what? You didn't look at the Marsha? So he asked the next, he had never quoted a Marsha. So he asked the next guy, no, what does the Marsha say? The guy said, I didn't look at the Marsha. He said, no one's prepared, and he walked out. And that was the end of Shir. I couldn't believe that no one was there. When it says you look at the Marsha, so you got to look at the Marsha. So Tosa says that there's a Gemara in Eirvin. So over there it says that a shalech eruvo biad cherushot of a katan, that if you send a cherushot of a katan to set up your eruv, then it's not a valid eruv. But if you tell someone else to be makabelit from the cherushot of a katan, then it is a valid eruv. So Rav Yechiel over there explains that since you said to that other person to be makabel from the cherushot of a katan and to make the eruv, and he was makabel the shlichus, so you can assume that for sure he took care of the eruv, because chazaka shliachos a shlichuso. So there's a machlokas from Nachman and Rav Sheshes over there by things that are d'oraisa, do we make such a chazaka? By in d'rabbanan, yeah, but what about things that are d'oraisa? According to Rav Nachman, bishal Torah ein chazaka shliachos a shlichuso, bishal sof from chazaka shliachos a shlichuso. When can you assume that a shliach does a shlichus? Only when the stakes are a little bit lower, when it's a matter of a din d'rabbanan. But when it's a matter of a din d'oraisa, you cannot rely on a chazaka shliachos a shlichuso. Whereas Rav Sheshes says, both by a daraisa and by a drabbanan. So the Rashba says that which Rav Nachman says over here, that ein chazaka shliachos shlichuso, he means in the case like shchita and truma, because these are things that are daraisa, and the chazaka doesn't work on things that are daraisa. But by things that are drabbanan, like by an eruv, even Rav Nachman would be moda that we say chazaka shliachos shlichuso, and even the kula. So that's what Tosos is alluding to over here, that because both of the topics that we're discussing in our Gemara are dinim daraisa, the fact that you need to shech the animal before you eat is a din daraisa, the fact that you need to be mafresh truma could be a din daraisa if it's in Eretz Yisrael and it's on Dagon Tirush V'Yitzar, it's a din daraisa. So that's why we do not rely on the chazaka shliachos or shlichuso. However, the Chassam Sofer points out that in the case in our Gemara is not similar to the Gemara in Eirvin. Over there we're talking about that the mishleach is mesupak whether the shlichus ever got done. So then it could be that it never got done at all. So that's why we're saying on a daraisa you cannot rely on chazaka shliachos or shlichuso. But over here the Gemara is talking about where you found the behema shchuta, you found the peros or nitram, so you're just not sure if it was done al yidei the shliach or al yidei somebody else. So that's maybe there's more reason to believe that shliachos or shlichuso. In our case, you would think that maybe there should be more reason, even though the Gemara says over here that the olamein chazaka shliachos or shlichuso. But it's a different case. The post can point out that if you pay the shliach, then he's not just a shliach; he's a poel, and that you have a greater chazaka that your poel does what he was supposed to do. Right. So that's what the poskim say. That's the basis for the idea that people give some money to the rabbi when they make him a shliach to sell the chametz. So it used to be that rabbis didn't get decent salaries. Some places yes, some places no. Nowadays, but we gave people an opportunity to give money to the rabbi. But that's not why dafka mechiras chametz. Give money to the rabbi whenever you want to give money to the. So why mechiras chametz? Because you need especially for selling chametz gomer midaraisa on a daraisa. So you can't just rely that a shliach is also shlichuso unless you make him a poel. So you pay him and you make him a poel, and then you can rely that chazaka shliach is shlichuso. But anyway, so says Gemara Lema Rov Mitzuy Netzel Shchita Mumchen Hein Tanoihi. Going back to our primary topic, which is the topic of Rov Mitzuy Netzel Shchita Mumchen, that most people who do Shchita are Mumchen. Maybe that's really a machlokas Tanoim as follows. D'tanya, we have a brisa. Let's say you lost some live animals. There's a machlokas over here whether it was dafka, when it was neva that we rely on the Rov Mitzuy Netzel Shchita Mumchen, or even if it was nignav. Tosas and the Rashi and the Meiri and the Rosh and the Mordechai all say that even if it was nignav, that would be the same din. The shochet is chashal al genevas, like we said before. Just because someone is chashal al geneva doesn't mean he's going to be chashal on nevela. There are plenty of people that are very religious about what they put into their mouth. They'll only eat the best shkachas, but as soon as they get involved in a business deal, they'll cheat everybody right and left. So there are people that are chashud al gedeva, but are not going to be chashud on nevela. People are funny. People are unusual in terms of what they choose to be makbid about, what they choose not to be makbid about. The Mordechai and the Shittim Gbetz says another. The Gemara says specifically avdu, not nignavu. Even though if nignavu would be a greater chiddush in a kach teira, because when it's nevad, it's it's more common that someone else will find it and will shecht it. So anyway, Harisha Avdulo Gedoyev Tarnagol. If a person lost some live animals, Vahalachum Mitzotin Shchutim, and then he went and he found them that they were shechted. Rabbi Yehuda Osa, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat them. Rabbi Chanina Benosha, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Matir, he says you're allowed to eat them. So Amar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Shemitzotin Ba'ashpa, Rabbi Yehuda is correct that they're aser if you find them in the ashpa, because when a shechita doesn't work out and it's a nevela, so they discard it in the ashpa. So if you find it in the ashpa, that's a sure sign that something didn't go well in this shechita, and therefore it's a nevela. And Rabbi Chanin ben Osher Yosef Glili said that its mutter would be correct in a case where you find it in a bias where it was not discarded. So it must be that the shechita went well. So from the fact that Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda is correct when it's in the ashba, and Rabbi Chanina is correct if it's in the bias, sounds like Rabbi and Rabbi Chanina disagree, both in the case where it's in the ashba and in the case where it's in the bias. So my lab bahaka miflagi, aren't they arguing about the following? That most people who do shechita are mumchen, and therefore wherever you find it, it's fine. It was shechted, and you can assume the person who shechted it knew what he was doing, so there's no reason to assume it's in the nevela. We do not assume that most people do shechita mumchen, and therefore he asks it because you have to be choshish that maybe someone who didn't know what he was doing did the shechita. So Amram Nachman Yitzchak, lo, that is not the nekudas hamachlokas. The kulei alma Rav Metzion Eitzel shechita mumchen. Really, everybody agrees that Rav Metzion Eitzel shechita are mumchen. Not only that, if you find it in the bayis, everyone's going to be mutter that it's mutter, because Rav Metzion Eitzel shechita mumchen. So even though you don't know who did the shechita, if you see the shechita was done and the animal is in a normal place and all the meat is put away in the refrigerator, so you have the right to assume that it's all kosher meat. But ashpa shebashuk, and if it's in the ashpa in the shuk where everyone throws away their nevelos, to kuliam lo pligi daser, everyone's going to agree that that's aser because it's where all the nevelos are. So obviously it's a nevela. Ki pligi ba'ashpa sheba bayis. The whole machlokas is only in the ashpa sheba bayis. Mar savar adamasi lahatan vlasa ba'ashpa sheba bayis. And it's a question of habits. Do we assume that people discard a nevela in an ashpa sheba bayis? The Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes, people do discard a nevela in such a way, and therefore you have to be choshish it's a nevela and cannot eat it. Umar savar in adamasi lahatan vlasa ba'ashpa sheba bayis. Whereas Rabbi Chanina holds, nah, people don't throw away their nevela in the ashpa bias, because a nevela is smelly, and no one wants an awful smell in their home. The Chassam Sofer points out that it's hard to imagine they're arguing a machlokas and mitzius, whether it's a derech of people to be choshesh for the smell in the house. Elamai, you could take any machlokas and mitzius and turn it into a machlokas and halacha, right? Maybe they're arguing about what the geder of mira matzoh is, that let's say 9% of people, will discard a nevela in Ashpa Shebabayis. So is that a Mira Matzah you have to be choshish for or not? So maybe they're arguing la halacha. Is the gather of Mira Matzah like Mishnas Yaakov says that 10% and anything less than that is Mira Shein Matzah? Or is the gather like Rav Eliashiv and some other poskim say that it's closer to 6%, and therefore maybe they're arguing in halacha, even though it sounds like they're arguing in, meaning do we have to worry about this possibility that Adam Matzah lahatan levasa ba Ashpa Shebabayis? Obviously there are some people that won't, because there are some people that would be bothered by the smell, and there are some people whose house is a mess anyway, and their house always smells, and they don't have the scentify, that may give their house a pleasant aroma. So free advertising here. So they don't mind the extra smell. Maybe it's an improvement on what the house normally smells. So so you can't prove one way or the other. Rav Metzion Eitzel Shechita are mumchenein. So Amar Mar. So we had said in this brisa, Amar Rabbi Nir and Rabbi Yehuda Shemitzon ba'ashpa. The Rabbi Yehuda's shita is more correct if you find it in the ashpa. Which ashpa are we talking about now? Now that we just verified that ba'ashpa shebashuk there is no machlokas, so my ashpa, which ashpa are we talking about? That Rabbi Yehuda's correct if it's in the ashpa. Ile ma'ashpa shebashuk. If we're talking about the ashpa shebashuk, how to call them a little pliki daser? We just got through saying there is no machlokas about the ashpa shebashuk. Everyone holds that it's aser. So what do you mean? We'll paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and the ashpa shebashuk? Everyone paskins that it's a problem in the Ashpasha B'shuk. Elav pshita b'Ashpasha B'ayis. It must be that when we say Nira Divrei B'Yuda Shemtzon B'Ashpa, it means the Ashpasha B'ayis, where there is in fact a machlokas. But then how do you read the end? Eima Seifa, what else did Rebbe say? V'divrei Rebbe Chanina B'not Shal Rebbe Yossi Aglili Shemtzon B'ayis. That Rebbe Chanina B'not Shal Rebbe Yossi Aglili is more correct, and we're going to paskin like him if you find it in the B'ayis. My B'ayis, what do you mean by B'ayis? Ilei M'B'ayis M'am. If it means it's put away in the refrigerator, it's in the bias, in a normal place, we just got through saying that there is no machlokas in such a case, that everyone agrees that it's mutter if you find it in the bias. So what does bias mean over here? Where apparently there's a machlokas, but we're going to paskin like Rabbi Chanin Moshe Yosef Glili, el pshita pi ashpasha b'bayis. It must be a reference to ashpasha b'bayis. But then, kasha drebi ad rebi, then Rebbe is being soser himself, because he's telling us in the case of ashpasha b'bayis, we paskin aser, and in the case of ashpasha b'bayis, we paskin mutter. How could that be? Says stira aminei ubei. So says the Gemara, really, Rebbe is not trying to be machriya in this machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Chanina. You think he's paskening? That's not what he's doing over here. He's framing the machlokas. He's explaining what we just explained, what we already know about this machlokas. And what Rebbe is saying is, hachikamer, nirin div Rebbe Yehuda, li Rebbe Chanina, mnosh Rebbe Yossi Aglili, even Rebbe Yossi Aglili would agree to Rebbe Yehuda's shita that it's aser, ba ashpa shabshuk, when it's in the ashpa. Which ashpa? The ashpa shabshuk. That's where everyone's going to agree that it's aser. And sha'af because the whole machlokas was really only about an ashpasha b'bayis. But an ashpasha b'shuk, he's going to be moda that it's going to be aser. V'nirin v'chulei, unusual that doesn't fill in the blank. But what it means to say is that nirin divrei Rabbi Chanin Moshe Yosef Lili li Rabbi Yehuda when it's b'bayis, when it's put away nicely in the b'bayis, because the we only have a machlokas on the ashpa shebabayis. But if it's just babayis, not in the ashpa, then everyone's going to agree that it's going to be mutter. So Rebbe was not being machriya in terms of determining the halacha, who we paskin like in the machlokas. He was just framing the machlokas to tell us which cases everyone agrees on. Meaning a lot of times when you have machlokas, that's the whole trick, is to be able to figure out 99% of Judaism everybody agrees about. That most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are very clear to us, but the machlokas is in the details. So you have to first say what the givens are, what the cases are that everybody agrees to, and then you can sharpen what exactly the machlokas is. Okay, the Mishnah then went on to say chutz mechshera shot v'katan. Right, we said anyone who shechted shechitasan kshera, except for a chera shot v'katan, shem yikalkelu shechitasan, because we're afraid they're going to be mekalkel their shechita. Shem kilkelu lo katan yel shem yikalkelu. It's an unusual phrasing. We're saying, kulan sheshachtu, if someone already did a shechita, shechitas and kshera, except for a chereshot v'katan, because maybe they will be mekalka, maybe they did be mekalka, they were. So amarava zosameres ein rosa lechul chachila. The Mishnah is using the lashon of future to tell me that you shouldn't even give them chulin animals to shech lechachila. So even in a case where other people are omir al gabam and you see their shechita, because where it would be kosher b'diavad, because the Mishnah says that if someone is omir al gabam and is watching them the whole time, the shechita is going to be kosher. Don't do it, because they're very likely to be mekalkel the shechita, and therefore so what's the problem? It's your animal, it's your money, do what you want with it. You decide that you're going to take an expensive animal and trust it to a chere shot of a katan and watch him. You're not going to violate this in a veil, you'll watch him the whole time, and if you see beginning to end that he does a good job, you'll eat it, otherwise you'll throw it out. Yeah, but that's baltashchis. It's saying that it's a violation of baltashchis on some level to trust it to someone who is very likely going to ruin the entire thing. We said even a chereshot v'katan, if you watch him from beginning to end, the shechita is going to be kasher b'diavad if you see that he did it properly, even though there's room to pasul because he doesn't have any das and he doesn't have kavana to do l'shem shechita. Obviously, he knows he's cutting, but he doesn't have that he's doing it l'shem shechita. He's only doing it as a chituch bi'alma. So man tana de lo bi'inon kavana l'shechita. Who's the tana that holds that you don't need kavana for shechita, because the assumption is that the Chereshot V'Katan is not capable of Kavana. So Rava Rabbi Nassan he Tetani Yoshaya Zeira de Min Chavraya, that Zeira the Rabbi Yoshaya, who was the youngest of the Bnei HaYeshiva, as we're assuming to distinguish him from Rabbi Yoshaya, a different Rabbi Yoshaya who was there, who was not the youngest of the Chevra. So it's saying the little Yoshaya said Zorak Sakin Lenatza Bekosel, if someone throws a knife just to play darts and to throw it against the wall, v'holcha v'shachta kedarka, and as he threw the knife, it just happened to go run right over an animal's neck and to shecht it properly. Rabbi Nassan machshir v'cham pasul. Rabbi Nassan said that it's kosher, and the Chum say that the shechita is going to be pasul. So you see that according to Rabbi Nassan, it's a kosher shechita, even though it was done shelo b'kavana. So who tani lav who amar la? So this Oshaya Zeira himself, who brought this brisa and taught it in the Beis Medrash, he added halacha Rabbi Nassan, that we paskin like Rabbi Nassan, that you don't need kavana in order to effectuate a proper shechita. I fract the Gemara, but wait, in order to do a proper shechita, v'habi'inan molech u'mevi, you need to do a slicing motion in both directions. That's one of the dinim of the shechita. Otherwise, we're choshesh for drisa. We're choshesh you're going to press down if you don't go back and forth in a slicing motion. So how could it be machshir if you just threw it against the wall? He says, no, that's an even more unbelievable case than you thought it was. We thought it was pretty unbelievable. He throws it against the wall to play darts and it slices an animal's eye. Even more, shalcho ba kedarka, bounced off the wall and came back in the other direction and made the slice in the other direction. Tosfos points out that that's an unnecessary ukimta, right? Tosfos points out that huadin, you could have said, or Rashi points out, someone says that huadin, Rashi points out, shalcho ba kedarka, says Rashi, vuadin nami, in the second last skinny line, the matzin trutze b'sakan sheyesh bo chutz lo tzavr kamalot tzavr, the sagi le'bal lichas lo chudok kedil kaman, el bo kol du mad luk me afilu b'izmel. So he says, really, you don't need to go in a back and forth motion to do a proper shechita, as long as you have enough give on the knife, meaning as long as you have enough space on the knife to really do a fair slice without pushing down. How much space do you need? The length of the knife has to be twice the width of the animal's neck. So we could have just said you used a big knife, that you were throwing a big knife against the wall, and it was big enough to do the shechita properly. But we'd rather make an ukimta where you're even using a teeny tiny knife. That's why we gave such a case. Now Tosfos raises a question that in Maseches Gittin it sounds like when someone else is omer al gabe a chereshot v'katan, we're machshir the mice. Him, even on something that requires kavan l'shma, even on ksivas haget, and over here we're talking about where acherim were roe eshchitasam. So how come we're assuming over here that if the katan does the shchita, there's no kavana? There's acherim omin al gabav, where even by a get that's good enough. So Tos says over here it's acherim roe eshchitasam. It's not the same as gadol omin al gabav. Gadol omin al gabav by the get is that the gadol is telling the chereshot of the katan the whole time, do this l'shma and write this and have kavana l'shma. So yeah, then we assume that the gadol is supplying the lishma, but that which other people are just witnessing something with a re'iyah ba'alma, but they're not, and they just see that it's being done properly, but they're not giving any instructions about doing it lishma, that's not enough to tell me that it was actually done lishma. So that's the chilik that Tosfos makes over here. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's talk a little bit about a machshava of a katan. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Boi Rabbi Yochanan, katan yesh lo machshava, oein lo machshava. Whenever you need kavana, like Shchitas Kachim, where the shochet has to have kavana that he's doing l'shem a korban, so or l'shem the bala korban, that it's an olah or a shlamim, and a katan shechts the korban l'shmo. Does that work or does it not work? Does machshava of a katan count as a l'shma or not? So Amrei Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yami said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, v'tibay le'maisa. Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan asking, even in a case where the katan does a maisa that's mochiach on his machshava, should we consider that machshava to be considered bekavana or not? Like shechting kachim, if he's in the southern part of the Azara and the katan brings it to the northern part of the Azara and he says that he's doing it because it's a korban ola where the shechita needs to be in the north and not the south. So the maisa that he's doing is mochiach on his machshava that he intends to shecht this as a korban ola, and that's why he's bringing it to the northern part of the Azara. So maishna maisa lo kami baile. Why didn't you ask a shaila about a katan doing a maisa that reveals what his machshava is? Ditnan yesh lo maisa, because you know that there's a mishnah mufreshes that says yesh lo maisa. Well, if you knew that machshava nami lo tibayle, you shouldn't be asking questions about his machshava. Ditnan Ein lahen machshava, because the very same Mishnah that says Yesh l'maisa also tells us that ein lahen machshava. Where do I find that there's a Mishnah that says Yesh l'maisa, but ein lahen machshava? It is a Mishnah in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, which Be'ez Hashem will get to tomorrow. This whole explanation of the way we're explaining what the definition of machshava is and what the definition of maisa is the way Rashi learns our sugya. Tosos learns our sugya a little bit differently, but Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Ditnan tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.